CKUW 95.9.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Community is important to us. Did you know the WEC offers free drop-in music lessons in partnership with the Manitoba Conservatory of Music and Arts? The tune-in program runs Tuesdays at the West End Cultural Center, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for youth ages 12 to 18.
What do you read, my lord?
Words.
Words. Words.
Good morning, I'm Susan Hubert, and this is Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, the show where I talk mainly about books that I have reviewed, I interview authors, and sometimes just talk about the books. But either way, this is a chance for you to find out more about what's available in the book world.
Good morning, and welcome to the show for Tuesday, February 10th. 2026. I hope you're enjoying the week so far. It's nice that it's a little bit warmer. So as you probably know, it's Fun Drive this week and next week as well. And I have a guest here today, Debbie Lake, who has a program on CQW as well. So thanks for joining me.
It's really good to be here.
And can you talk a little bit about your show?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I run a show called Active Voice on Saturdays from 2 to 3, and it's all about vocal music.
Sounds good. And now in the fundraising time, Fund Drive, we think about the things that make local radio special. So are there any things that you'd like to say?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg is an important voice in the community. And one of the ways that it's really an important voice is all these spoken word programs like yours, Susan. Yeah, what makes your show special?
Well, I think it's a chance to talk about books, and I know that a lot of people think books are on the way out, but they're still very important, and especially since they normally go through some kind of editing process, so you know that there's a certain amount of quality there, and so it's not just something that someone shot off in 20 minutes. It's normally something that they put time and thought into.
Right. And I think I'm looking forward to today's discussion because we're going to be focusing on some really interesting books, I think. And it's a window into another world. And then I think, you know, the fact that you share the information about these books, often they're Canadian authors, aren't they, that you feature?
Quite often, at least. So, and it's good to be able to feature Canadian authors who might not get a lot of support from other countries, so then this way we can talk about them and then hopefully support them, just like local radio supports local businesses and local arts communities and things like that. So.
Absolutely, and we know our listeners are very supportive of CKUW 95.9 FM. Fund Drive started on Friday, and we have already raised... The latest number is $12,700.
Well, that's quite amazing, for a few days.
Yeah, so over the weekend, and here we are on Tuesday morning, we are really looking for your support. And anybody who listens to this program, think about the value you're getting and show your support. Even every donation is welcome. If you, any donation that's $35 or more, you can get either a tax receipt or an incentive. For example, a $35 pledge to our station here gives you a friend's card, which you can earn that money back by using that card at all the participating businesses and enterprises. One of them is Cinematheque, the movie theater here in Winnipeg. So all sorts of good local businesses, food and drink, services, bowling, all sorts of things on the friend's card for a pledge of only $35.
Well, that's right. And if you're interested in donating something, you can call 204-774-6877 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And I believe you can also donate online, if I'm correct.
That's right. Just go to ckuw.ca online. Yeah.
Well, that's right. So lots of ways to support local radio and the kinds of shows that you like to listen to.
And yes, there's people manning the phones here, so you can phone anytime. What's that number again?
204-774-6877. And that's between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
So, yes, the phone is live now for your pleasure. We would be very grateful for any amount that you can. And if people who pledge a $75 for the radio station would also, if they want, get a Fun Drive T-shirt. And the T-shirt is awesome this year.
Actually, I see that you have one on at the moment.
I have an old T-shirt from a couple years ago that I wear proudly. They're good quality, definitely worth your value. So you get a T-shirt and a friend's card for $75 pledge. And that's less than, what, 75? That's about $6 a month for a year's worth of supporting this wonderful community radio, the voice of our listeners.
Well, that's right. It's a way for amateurs like me to get a little bit of time on the radio and to talk about things that matter to us.
That's right. And books matter to you.
That's right. I've been reviewing books for the Free Press for a few years now, and they can be very interesting, even if I don't necessarily like all of them, but they can be very good. So so maybe we'll get to some news, and then we'll get back to, or maybe I'll also mention just before we get to the news, once again, the number is 774-6877 to call to donate towards Fund Drive. And then in national news, I usually start with some news. So according to the CBC, the Inspector General of Police in Ontario has announced a new province-wide independent review of law enforcement after seven current Toronto police officers and one former officer were arrested almost a week ago on corruption charges. The arrests followed a lengthy investigation by York Region Police, resulting in charges including conspiracy to commit murder, shootings, extortion, robbery, and drug trafficking. In addition, three officers from the Peel Region have been suspended but not yet charged. Then, according to Al Jazeera for international news, the Israeli government has approved measures to make it easier for Israelis to buy Palestinian land and to expand Israel's authority over the areas currently under Palestinian control. Eight Muslim-majority countries have denounced the move as unlawful, while Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has compared the move with annexation. He has urged the United States and the UN Security Council to intervene. Meanwhile, representatives of Hamas are urging Palestinians in the West Bank to intensify their resistance against the Israelis. So that's the news for today. And then in weather, as anyone who's been outside would know, it's considerably nicer than it has been often in the past few weeks. And it's currently -9 degrees, according to the weather from the Forks. And the forecast for today, for Tuesday, February 10th, is -7 degrees with a 30% chance of flurries. Then tonight, -15 with a few clouds. Then Wednesday, February 11th, -2 degrees and mainly sunny. Then overnight, -8 degrees and clear. Then for Thursday, February 12th, 0 degrees and sunny. Then overnight, -8 degrees and clear. And for Friday, February 10th, 3 degrees and sunny. Then overnight, -7 degrees and clear. And for Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud, then overnight -9 with cloudy periods. So that's the weather for now. And then in events, February is I Love to Read month, which is very appropriate for a book or a program dealing with books. So this year's theme is Our Voices Are Unique, and activities will take place throughout the month. Check the Reading Council of Greater Winnipeg at https://rcgw.weebly.com/news/category/i-love-2-read. Kind of complicated, but go to the Reading Council of Greater Winnipeg and look for their events. And then today's theme is Black History Month, and that's happening all February. And this year's theme is 30 Years of Black History Month, honoring Black brilliance across generations, from nation builders to tomorrow's visionaries. And so those are two of the events that are going on right now, and be sure to check those out. I Love to Read Month and Black History Month. So now, as we mentioned earlier, the show is all about reading, and since my guest here also reads, she has a book to talk about.
Oh, great. So the book I'd like to mention is called In Between, A Memoir of an Integration Baby. It's by Mark Morrison Reed, who's a Canadian, has written several books. And this is a memoir that really gives an idea of what it was like for him. He was born in 49, so he grew up in part of Chicago that was a little bit of a kind of an in-between zone, lived through many important events, spent some time being educated in Europe. And I really enjoy this memoir. He's a wonderful writer and gives a lot of reflections about what it was like for him to be what he calls an integration baby, navigating issues of race. He himself, of course, is of mixed race ancestry and went on to marry an Anglo-Canadian, raised two multiracial children. And one of the parts of the book that I particularly enjoyed was talking about his time in Switzerland. He was educated in Switzerland. His father was a scientist and was given a job in Switzerland for a while in a scientific laboratory. And so the kids went along, and then Mark Morrison Reed stayed and attended École d'Humanité, which is a school that my husband also attends. So we have a connection with Mark Morrison Reed in a couple of different ways. And one of the stories, many of the stories are amusing, if moving and touching and disturbing at the same time. One of the stories that I particularly liked was how he talked about going to the house of Jewish friends in Switzerland and attending a Seder dinner during Passover. And this was a first for him. And he particularly liked it, got maybe a little tipsy on the wine because he'd never been served wine before. But one of the things that stuck with him and stuck with me after reading this book was what he talked about, how during the Passover, the Seder dinner, some of the readings and the litany that's the words that are said by the children celebrate the story of being slaves in Egypt. And he pondered that in the Jewish tradition, that slavery was celebrated really as something that the Jews were victorious over. They weren't embarrassed by it the way his family had been embarrassed by stories of slavery. So he pondered on that for quite some time, and the way he writes about it is very eloquent and very moving.
Well, yes, that sounds very good. That's right, there would be a lot of difficulties dealing with that kind of history and how to talk about it to people and things like that.
Yeah, Mark Morrison Reed actually gives a little bit of his own family ancestry, a little bit of a family tree that gives you an idea of how slavery was part of his own family past, although it hadn't been talked about very much in his family. It was something that was embarrassed or hidden.
Well, that's right. I guess that would be embarrassing for a lot of people, but it's part of their history, so it's good if they can at least acknowledge it and maybe even celebrate it a little bit.
I think, you know, over the past 70 years, there has been a change where people do speak more openly about that. So anybody who is interested in reading this wonderful memoir, it is available as a Kindle book through Amazon for $9.99. So you could download that immediately. I think otherwise you'll have to find a used copy. I don't think it's still in print.
That's right.
But you could contact Susan here at the station because I think I have an extra copy, and we'd be glad to share that with anybody who's interested.
Well, that sounds very good. So in terms of the writing style and things like that, was there anything especially good or especially bad that you, or unusual.
It's very fine writing. He's a skilled writer, skilled storyteller, and it's very easy to connect with the stories that he tells, and to understand where he's coming from.
That's right. I might be a little bit obsessive, but I've done some editing, so when a book is badly edited, I have trouble reading it, even if it has great content. But if there are sentence fragments, although that can be a legitimate style choice, but I have trouble reading books with a lot of sentence fragments and things
yes,
like that.
Yes, there's nothing like that there. It's very well edited. Oh, yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So, and anything else you'd like to add about
that
book?
I think that's good.
Oh, sounds good. And then another book the book that I was going to talk about is called The Girl in the Middle, Growing Up Between Black and White, Rich and Poor, by Anaïs Granovsky. I hope I pronounced both of those names correctly. A-N-A-I-S. And then the last name is Granovsky. And it's published by HarperCollins Canada, and it's 224 pages. And she also as the title suggests, she grew up in two different worlds. So I said, balancing two very different aspects of life can be difficult, whether that involves work and family, career and leisure, or other circumstances that can easily clash and cause disruptions to people's lives. Much of Anaïs Granovsky's life has been about balancing two different racial backgrounds together with wealth and poverty, as she relates in her engaging memoir, The Girl in the Middle, Growing Up Black and White, Rich and Poor. So you might not recognize the name, but she's, or at least at one time, she was best known for playing the role of Lucy Hernandez on the Degrassi TV series. She has also acted in a number of films and has worked as a screenwriter, producer, and director. And at the time of writing, she was developing a television series loosely based on her early life. And this memoir is her first book. So she faced a number of barriers since she was the daughter of a Jewish man from a wealthy family and a black woman from a background of poverty. So she grew up in social housing with a single mattress for both her and her mother. And that contrasted sharply with the Granovsky experience on her regular visits to her wealthy paternal grandparents. And life became even more difficult for her when her father became interested in Eastern religions and left to join a community of mystics in India. So she experienced the struggle to maintain a balance between two very different lifestyles, and that's the main theme of the book, as she and her mother attempted to deal with a low income and frequent unemployment, broken and struggling relationships, and more. Her parents' divorce, her mother's remarriage, and the birth of her half-sister caused both tension and happiness in the author's life. So her fortunes began to change in her early TV appearances and other experiences, which helped to shape her childhood. Meanwhile, she had to find a way to reconcile the economic struggles that she and her mother experienced with the wealth, as I mentioned, that she saw on her regular visits to her grandparents, her paternal grandparents. And as I mentioned, she had success as a character in the Degrassi series, but ironically, this caused a rift with her mother, who resented having to have her daughter pay the bills. As she relates in her memoir, independence from her mother gave Granovsky a more stable life in some senses, while taking away a relationship that had been essential to her childhood. In the last few pages of the book, the author reflects on some of the lessons she has learned through these and other experiences in her life. So, The Girl in the Middle deals with a variety of topics in a very balanced way, considering both sides of most issues without blaming anyone for the struggles that the author experienced. And so this is, if you're interested in especially TV stars or in the struggle between two different backgrounds, kind of like the book that Debbie was talking about, The Girl in the Middle is a good memoir to read. And it's also a commentary on social contrasts in Canadian society and the struggle of growing up in these circumstances. So that's The Girl in the Middle by Anais Granovsky, and that's A-N-A-I-S. And then Granovsky is G-R-A-N-O-F-S-K-Y, and that's HarperCollins, Canada. So I guess you haven't read this book, or?
No, I haven't. Sounds interesting.
Well, it was very interesting. And she wrote it several years ago, so she's continued with her work since then, but it was interesting to read about this. I never really watched the Degrassi series, other than little bits here and there, but
certainly familiar with it, but it wasn't something I watched either.
That's right. So, but I'm sure many people would have grown up with that, so it would be nice to be able to read about one of the characters and what her real life was like. So getting to hear about books like these is one of the reasons why local radio is so important. So do you have any more thoughts about that?
Right. I think it's great that that we have an opportunity to connect with our listeners about things that are important to us. So like for me, vocal music, for you, books. And of course, I enjoy learning from other people on CKUW, all sorts of spoken word programs that we have that connect with our listeners. And so we appreciate your support too. This is something we just do once a year, our fund drive. It really helps the station. The goal this year is $60,000. And so we're on our way, and we would really appreciate any support. You know, we've raised $12,700 so far since Friday night. We appreciate any support that people give. And it's easy to find out all the different incentives if that's what appeals to you, a T-shirt, a hoodie, that kind of thing. You just go to ckuw.ca. And, you know, there's a new streaming system on the radio these days too, so that's worth checking out. If you go to ckuw.ca, there's an excellent new streaming app that you can download to your phone, and it works very well.
That's right. So then it's very easy to donate and to listen to CKUW.
It's very easy to listen, yes, and tune in, yes.
Certainly, you might have noticed that on the previous show, I wasn't actually listening except for the last little bit, but it was a show that was brought in from elsewhere, so there wouldn't have been pitch breaks necessarily, or not at least by the host of that show. But one of the reasons that CKUW can afford to bring in shows like that is the fundraising, and the show after this is also brought in from elsewhere, Democracy Now with Amy Goodman. So it's helpful to have the resources to be able to do that, and also to feature local voices like ours. So if you'd like to donate, if you want to support us and help make this possible, call 204-774-8677 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. or go online and donate on the website.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to donate, If you prefer, donations can be made as and get a charitable receipt for anything over $35. The receipts come from the University of Winnipeg Foundation, and the tax receipts would be for this year, 2026.
Well, that's right, and I hope it would be great if you would consider what you would be willing and able to donate, and we'll look forward to hearing from you and to finding out how much you'd like to support CQW. And we're not close to the goal, but we're doing quite well so far.
Well, every bit helps. What's your goal for your show?
It would be nice. Well, I'm not sure I really have a specific goal, but do you have a specific goal for your show?
Maybe $100 today?
That would be really good.
All right.
People could donate
all
that.
Right. So mm-hmm. We appreciate that. And the number again is?
204. Sorry, lost it there. 204-774-6877. So we're coming quite close to the end of the show for today, but I thought I'd just mention another book that I talked about another time, but this is by an African. I Am Because We Are, An African Mother's Fight for the Soul of a Nation, by Chidiogo Akonyili Parr. I'm probably mispronouncing those names. The part, not the par part, but the other part. And that's House of Anansi Press, and it's 392 pages. And I'll just quickly summarize what I wrote about the book. It's written by the daughter of Dora Akonyili, who had a job with an organization that basically monitors, basically medications in Nigeria. And she found out that a lot of medications are either completely fake or they're very much watered down so that they're ineffective. And her own sister, who had leukemia, I believe, died partly because she was given some of this bad medication. And so she was a politician and activist working to combat the trade in fraudulent drugs. And then finally she was dying and she needed medical care, but wasn't sure that she could get what she needed in Nigeria. So she considered going to India, but it didn't work. And so then she died and her daughter wrote the book. But one of the themes going throughout the book is what they call Ubuntu, which is the importance of community over the individual, which is hard for North Americans to understand, but it's a very big thing in Africa. And so the idea that it's not about how much money you make, it's about supporting the community. And so a lot of the fraudulent drugs were being handed around because people were trying to make money for themselves, whereas the author and her mother were both very much interested in community. So that's I Am Because We Are, an African Mother's Fight for the Soul of a Nation by Chidiogo Akunyili Parr. And that's House of Anansi Press, 392 pages. So before we end here, is there anything else that you want to mention?
I really like learning about those two books from you today, Susan.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that, and I enjoyed hearing about your book as well. I see you even have a copy here with you.
I do. It's been what I've been reading lately, so.
That sounds good. I'm currently reading another book for review, which is kind of historical fiction about China, so it's quite interesting. But maybe there will be a China Day at some point where I can talk about some of those Chinese books.
Chinese New Year's coming up, I think.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that would be a good time to talk about the Chinese book then.
For sure.
And as I mentioned, coming up next is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, so I hope you'll stay tuned for that. And any last thoughts before we end the show for today?
Thanks for having me with you today.
And thank you very much for coming to the show. It was very good to hear from you and to find out what you've been doing and what you've been reading. So thanks for listening and have a great week.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
This is the end of Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg for today, and I hope that you have been inspired to pick up a new book to read. Be sure to tune in next week for more discussions about books, and thanks for listening.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Elements Restaurant at 501 Portage Avenue is a proud part of Diversity Food Services family, a full-service, licensed sit-down restaurant with easy access right off of Portage Avenue.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
Tune in to Groundswell Radio every Monday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. From integral serialism to post-minimalism to improvised electroacoustics and everything beyond and in between, Groundswell Radio opens your ears to the world of new music. Interviews with composers, rarely heard recordings, and so much more. Sit back and listen to something new and different on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
With your CKUW Friends Card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM
and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with a friend's card, your dollars get you more at
King Cod Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue.